Student enrollment has been rising across the state of Delaware, driving up educational costs for the state and school districts. That has some seeking to bolster school districts' bottom line, partly by addressing artificially low property taxes. Counties in Delaware haven't reassessed property values since the 70s and 80s. Over the past two decades, state lawmakers have chosen not to force counties to do fresh assessments, despite rising costs for public schools. About 80% of property tax revenue goes to school districts. Republican Representative Kevin Hensley doubts lawmakers will address the issue in an election year. But he adds lawmakers shouldn't wait until there's a budget shortfall to consider it either.
But for me, it's more a matter of let's look at an overall balanced approach, not rush something as critically big as this, and not just, again, make a decision because we find ourselves in a situation where we need millions of dollars in June.
Sussex County hasn't done new property assessments since 1974. Newcastle County's last assessment was in 1983, and Kent County's most recent one was in 1987. The issue could get a push in court. Delawareans for Educational Opportunity and the NAACP filed a lawsuit against state and county officials in January for failing to adequately fund the education of children living in low-income areas. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.